Today we have a short passage from the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's teaching to the disciples, and he gives us two analogies, two similes, where he says that his followers, his disciples, all of us are called to be two things, the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We hear that expression sometimes. You talk about a person saying that person is the salt of the earth. It's a great compliment, isn't it? What exactly does that mean when somebody's called the salt of the earth? Of course, in the Lord's day, most of the salt came from the Dead Sea. Even then, the Dead Sea was such a high content of salt that as it continued to shrink, more and more the salt would be gathered, and that would then be shipped around to all parts of the known world. So salt was a very precious commodity. They didn't have refrigeration in those days, so salt was used primarily as a preservative to preserve the meats and the other things in those days. So that's one analogy that the Lord reminds us, that the Christians are the salt of the earth. We're there to preserve the world. If it wasn't for Christianity, the world would have destroyed itself in paganism and hedonism and materialism 2,000 years ago. But Christianity is there to preserve the world, to continue it, to make it a better place. So salt has a preservation quality. It also has the quality to add flavor, right? So we're supposed to add flavor to the world, to make the world a more beautiful place. Think of the Sistine Chapel and the great works of art of Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci and the great, Catholic artists and those who have done beautiful architecture. The building of this new church here is going to add so much flavor to the town of Leesburg as well. See, that's what good Catholic architecture does. Or good Catholic beauty of stained glass windows, beautiful stations of the cross. See, these things are such a great blessing to add flavor to the world. Think of all the great Catholic artists we've had with music as well. Catholic musicians making beautiful and sacred music. And the Gregorian chant over the history of the church. See, all these things add flavor to the world. We're so blessed, whether it be the beauty of architecture or sculpture or painting or icons in the eastern rite of the church or the beautiful music. See, these things add flavor to the world. Without Christianity, without our Catholic faith, the world would be so dull and unflavorful. So again, these two concepts, when we think about salt, that we have to preserve the world and we have to sanctify the world and then also to add flavor through beauty and truth and goodness and these transcendentals that we're so blessed to have in our Catholic faith. So Jesus says, you as a disciple of Christ are called to be the salt of the earth. And of course, salt, when it gets in an open wound, is often irritating, right? So are you ever irritating to somebody? Yes, if you're a good Christian, you're going to be irritating to others because you're not going to use God's name in vain in the workplace. You're not going to tell bad jokes. So you're going to be irritating to some people. The Catholic Church is very irritating to modern society, to the media, to the politicians, because if we're upholding the church's teaching on marriage and family life and pro-life issues, you're going to be irritating to the modern world, to secular society. You're not going to be liked by certain groups in the world, certain groups in the media, because a good Christian is going to be salt and they have open wounds, and sometimes you're going to be, irritating to maybe your neighbors or those you live with. Obviously, you have to always be humble and always have to be charitable, but just by your very nature as a Christian, you're probably going to irritate some people that are not living the way they should be living their life. So you're the salt of the earth. And lastly, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And by our very nature, we cannot put our light under a bushel basket. We have to be put it on the lampstand to give light to all in the house, so that our light must shine before others, that they may see our good works and give praise to our Heavenly Father. So we're called to be the light of the world through our acts of charity and good deeds and serving the poor and gathering, you know, food and clothing for the suffering. See, we're called to be the light of the world, to teach the truth and to help those in need. I found a quote from the autobiography of Saint Therese of Little Flower in her commentary on this particular passage. Saint Therese says, "I see now that true charity consists in bearing with the faults of those around us, never being surprised at their weaknesses, but edified at the least sign of virtue. I see above all that charity must not remain hidden in the bottom of our hearts. For men do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house." And St. Therese says, "It seems to me that this lamp is a symbol of our charity. It must shine out not only to cheer those we love, but to be the light for all in the house."